The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
To Inagua, Freeport to Nassau Town, this is more than politics. This is the people's sound. Election time again in the country. Who you're voting for? COI, FNM, or PLP? Down south, we going to the ballot box, we voting them out. We not looking for party hype, we want change. How the country run,
someone must explain.
No more false promises,
time to rearrange.
Treat every person equal,
fair, just the same.
This election we
voted with the voice.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, April 7th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host for the day. Did you hear that song just now? Man, that song hot. I need to have a day where I just play political songs, but I gotta get permission. You know, right now, they're having you pay for everything nowadays. But this song I'm able to sneak in because it's not necessary supporting any political party. So, I want to talk about this song because this song hot, and I don't know who the artist is, if this was an AI song, but this is the song. The song that is now playing is like the anthem. The anthem for this political season. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it in its entirety because I have a chance now, because this is the song that you need to download. This is a song you need to blast whilst you're driving through Nassau, whilst you're driving through Freeport, whilst you're driving through Auckland, whilst you're driving through Cockburn, the town. This is the song of this political era. Now, Kermit, play a song one more time, man. We're getting queued up now.
They talk about progress, but where's the plan?
Now, if you want me to forward this to you, man, if you have know my number, I can forward it to you because this song is hot. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. This is Open Line Tuesday where we can talk about what you want to talk about. As usual, people want to talk about politics. So I get that political song, the hit song for this time. I'm kind of excited. So this is one of two things that I want to talk about. Of course, like I said, it's an open line, so we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'll be happy to engage you to give my opinion on it. Have you seen the PLP posters? I mean, they have different type of posters, but a particular set of posters, they have the candidate and they have the Prime Minister, Philip Davis, in the background. There's a lot of talk about it on what is the subliminal messages being expressed. I love the pictures, the posters. I love the pictures because I know there is a subliminal message being sent. And I say, hey, someone thinking. I love a concept where someone is not thinking surface, but sending a message. And the message is, the vote for this person is a vote for me. We know that Mr. Davis has a very popular vote right now. I think it's at up to 38%. The only person who ever had the highest popularity in the Bahamas has been Hubert Ingraham, I think, with 42%, right? I think that was in circa 97, when 97 when he won the second term. So this 38% is a big deal. And I think the PLP said, man, since it's a big deal and we see how popular the leader by himself, I'm talking about the PLP. I ain't talking about the PLP. The leader himself, Mr. Davis, is popular at 38%, where they see the need that if they promote the idea and vote for this candidate, who I selected and went through fleshing out, I think that's the right word, is a vote for me. I think Ingraham did that same type of campaign at one time too. When the third time when he ran, when he told the Bahamian people to vote for Tommy T, is to vote for me, and he did that for almost every candidate that year. And then he posted his face all over, right? And you say, you swear Mr. Ingraham was running. So I assume the PLP, so you see that strategy worked, right? And they have adopted something similar. But I see the lines are blinking already. And like I said, I have one or two things I would like to push forward and have you talk about. But like I said, it's an open line. It's an open line Tuesday, coming over off a long weekend, an Easter break from Friday, Good Friday, to Easter Monday. What did you do Monday? They see Bahamians fighting again. The Bahamians fighting on the beaches again. That's why when I go on the beach, I just go far west so I don't be amongst you all. Because you all tend to be violent sometime, and I can't fight. So I can't be around you all too much. And I don't like people be drinking around me because I don't drink. So I have to stay far from y'all. Let's go far west. Let's go, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live on Guardian Radio. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Nery.
Good morning. You heard the hot song just now?
Man, I heard it. Well, my topic is kind of a little different this morning.
Go ahead, man.
It's surrounded by politics, but I mean, it's a question around cannabis. I know that we all know that the cannabis bill was actually passed in the Senate and in Parliament, and we're just waiting on Minister Dalville to say when it's ready, and he has the authority to actually start taking licenses tomorrow. So we want to know from the public why the press, I would say the majority of the people want to know what's taking them so long. We heard that it was the portal, and there are a lot of behemoths actually out here who create apps, who create software, who actually said that they wasn't even given the opportunity to be presented, to present an app or to present the software. So it's a conversation to be held, but I know the public is too not worried about cannabis, but there's a lot of people who actually are worried about it. My second thing I want to ask about this morning, you know, I went to the Register General this morning. I was there from 8 o'clock, not knowing the actual time of the Register General. But, I mean, they opened at 9:30, and the system was down. Mm. So a person like me was there from 8 o'clock. And you had a lot of elderly people, you had a lot of foreign people all over there. You know, they're already in a new building. And it's like, what is the efficiency in helping people who are here trying to get things done? It's already a paper system. Why is it not digitized? You know, I go to different places and it's systematic. There's different systems that we talk about AI. We talk about all the technology that have the behemoths are very tech savvy now, but we are so back in the days. So let me just listen to your
I don't want you to go yet.
Deliberations about
it. No, I want to engage you two minutes.
Okay.
One,
If you go to the hospital and try to get that birth paper, that's all paper. It's not digitalized at all. So if there's a fire and you just had a baby, all your records gone. You know, and they tend to forward that to the Registrar General Office to record that. I'm concerned about that. So I feel your sentiment when you said, why aren't we digitizing these information yet? It's odd. Especially if you go into that clinic on Blue Road, they have all
the old
people.
A lot of people there all morning with babies in their hand. Yeah. It's really deplorable, man.
Yeah.
And no parking. I had to circle around Bay Street for 5 times before I could find a parking and pay for the parking.
You better pay. I can tell you that. I get to a couple times downtown. It's not a fun deal. They charge $80. Just letting you know.
So the next thing is, why are we centralizing spots that we have not adequate parking, not adequate space for people to actually commerce around the government services?
Well, one thing I could commend, at least the Attorney General's office, or I don't know if, I guess the Attorney General's office, they're building a new Supreme Court complex at the old Rodney Bean building that they demolished recently. And they have included parking there. I thought that was a shocker to me, because you know they don't provide parking. And the very idea that they announced that they will include parking there says that they at least they're listening to some people. I'm not sure how much parking they're going to provide now. They might just provide it for the judges and the lawyers.
So you say, and even in that engagement, what do you think about the government actually, all these buildings they're knocking down? Why haven't we seen a 20-foot story or a 10-story parking facility that they could make money off to help us and make it cheaper, because we pay it a lot?
And I agree with you. Parking is important. I don't see the need that I need to spend my parking money to that private hotel. It should go to government, so I know that the money is trickling down and benefiting me in a long way.
Man, and it's so much ways, man. Mm-hmm. But I actually want to hear your comments on the cannabis. Also.
I can talk about
you. I don't want to draw too far from that.
I want to talk to you about that, too.
My name is Wood the Cannabis Doc. A lot of people know me. I've been on many shows, traveled the country. Actually heading down to Antigua in 10 days. To participate in their cannabis conference. So,
but let me ask you this question with the cannabis. What do you think this bill is saying?
Well, let me tell you this. Everywhere in the Caribbean, and you know, people in the Caribbean trying to wonder if the Bahamas actually is a Caribbean country, because there's no dialogue, there's no communication with government. They don't even know if the Bahamas is actually serious about it. There's actually an association that I'm a part of with the different CEOs of each authority. And they have not seen any representation from the Bahamas as yet. And it's been going on. They've been talking and doing this about since 2018. There's no real representation.
I can pause you again.
I know we have a board already appointed by Dr. Linwood Brown.
But I won't pause you. I won't pause you and ask you the question. What do you think this bill is about? What you anticipating?
It's about securing, I would say, securing it for whoever they want to secure it for. But it has to be about the people. If you watch everyone's bill in the Caribbean, it's about the people. It don't care about who say this. It's about the people.
And engaging you again.
It's the people, but the bill is not people-centric.
Engaging you again. It's a medical bill for medical marijuana.
And medical and people, only. Like you say, we all are people who use medicine.
You only
so
need...
it is a medical bill.
You only need about 2 to 3 distributors for this.
If
for people with cancer.
But then you gotta understand, you just talking about we are a tourism country. There are people who come here for holistic treatment.
They give you instructions. They said
for holistic treatment.
But hold on. Because I was trying to understand exactly how you interpret it. You have to be a doctor here.
Yeah, but
tourism.
Where is the doctor getting this information from? Where is the doctor getting this training from? Who is certifying this doctor?
See,
is the government certifying this doctor?
And now we know that the doctor can write a prescription for it, but you go to the pharmacist who already exists.
Yeah, but where is the institution that this pharmacist been to say that they know how to write prescriptions?
It's medicine. It's full stop. We talk about medicine.
Oh, yeah, but you got the Rockefeller boys who are writing the textbooks that doctors and nurses actually
read. Yeah, but we talk about the Bahamas. We talk about the Bahamas. It's a medical thing.
But I mean, you're talking about overall the same, they reading the same textbook.
Yes, but we know that this is for medicine. And so I want to try to find out how you can get in this business. You're promoting it. But this ain't for you.
I mean, I'm already a part of the business. I already actually have a business in Oklahoma, the Greenwood Cure, the Greenwood Cure Co. So, I mean, it's been a long time running. I wasn't waiting on the Bahamas to get their foot together.
But is it medical marijuana you deal with?
Yes, the medical cannabis. Right out of Oklahoma, that's all they do. They don't do recreation.
Okay. They need to have you on that board to at least give some insight.
Well, they don't want me on the board. I'm too young. I'm too smart. And they don't see the recognition. If you go to my page right now, everybody, woodthecannabisdoc.com. You even go to my website.
Give me the website again.
Have a foot in dealings with this cannabis.
Give the website again. Like
woodthecannabis.com.
W-O-O-D.
W-O-O-D-T-H-E. CANNABISDOC.com.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling
in. You have a good day.
I appreciate it. This text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Why hasn't your representative, Mr. Mitchell, resigned as Minister of Foreign Affairs amid the revelation of fraudulent passport scandal? I can answer that. Dwayne Sands and Brent Simonet have resigned or been fired for less. Okay, let me text him. I don't know why you text me, but yes, he is my member of parliament, and he is, I'm speaking, you're not speaking to about him as my member of parliament, but the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Bahamas, right? There has been several investigations by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, at least the passport office, where they saw some irregularities. They saw some irregularities, and they sent that irregularities to be investigated by the police. That means the ministry is doing a good job. Now you understand why he hasn't been fired or resigned. They are spotting the irregularities. And as they spot the irregularities, they are correcting the irregularities. Therefore, there's no need for a resignation. I understand your frustration. I understand that you have some concerns. But the calling for the resignation is premature because they do the job. They're spotting what's the problem. And they're reporting what's the problem. Now, if he's fired, that there's 98 cases out of the thousands, tens of thousands of passport applications. It's only 98 they come across so far. They continue to look and sift through to make sure that the integrity of our passport continues. Because you don't want someone to start putting on a blacklist and saying our passport is no good because of fraud. Because I got to travel. I hear you, Texas, but I got to travel. Right? So you must know over decades, special interests are the focus are considered. Okay, texter. Says, man, tell that fellow we ain't into no dope. We into elections now. That's part of the elections. I want to promise. I'm not sure if we can talk about that or deal with that before the election is called, but I'm sure there can be some kind of press release nearer to the election saying that soon. Like how they saying that we can find out about this Cuban doctor situation soon. Every other week, someone, at least a good doctor, says soon. Right? Want us to believe him. Right? After a while, after you say it three times, I stop asking. Right? This text says, we must consider moving more of our government buildings in the Thompson Boulevard area. We need to consider moving the government buildings from off of Bay Street in general. I'm a proponent that the House of Assembly should be moved, that it needs a new building. We need to put a couple $1 million aside and build a state-of-the-art building for the House of Assembly. A lot number of behemoths, if they ain't want to spend no money, they ain't interested in that. But I think the space of the House of Assembly, Senate, needs to be a museum, some kind of small cafe, restaurant, you buy sandwiches. There should be a tour guide. I think all of Bay Street need to be tourism-oriented, orange economy-oriented, but that's just me. Behemoths haven't reached that maturity yet to entertain such conversation, right? Let's see, this text says, CA, did you hear about the Haitian sloop that came in somewhere in South Beach that came in yesterday and the voting registrar was open yesterday too? Also, did you see the war brewing in kids and accidents over the weekend and tourists getting rid of their wife here? Texter. Say focus, Texter. It's a lot of speculation and thing, man. There was no need for that early on Tuesday morning, right after our Lord has been risen. Talk sense, man, Texter. Not conspiracy theory. right? But I appreciate the text. I get something to read. So, good morning, TA. That concept did not work for Tommy on 202 with Ingram. This perceived popularity with Brave is overstated. Okay, Texas. See, I like that because this person's doing an analysis on whether this this strategy that the Progressive Liberal Party is embracing, will it work? Having the picture of the prime minister behind every candidate, right? The Brave team. You see, like an A team. The Brave team. You know, will it work? And we will see. We will see shortly. The PLP believe that they have a popular prime minister. They have a popular administration where they accomplish one or two things. Of course, they have to say something different. But we will see if their campaign strategy is working. And I want more people. More people to do an analysis of these things and do commentary and write these things down, right? This text says, I'm a proponent for a plan as opposed to a periodic ad hoc random good things for some PM to throw a couple of $100 million at. I like a plan. We have a national plan. They build it, they are constructing again because we have several national plans, but there's one that they're doing again. And so we'll see where it goes, right? Let's see. Going to the phone call. Let's go to the phone call before I go through what else I want to talk about. I didn't hear about no Haitian soup land, by the way. I didn't see the news texter, so I can't comment on that. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, listen to me. Let's talk about the setup that we're having now. After tomorrow, everything is finished. If you're not registered by tomorrow, that's it for you. You got to catch us next time. Right? Now, this is the time where every man stands on his own bottom now. Every tub on his own bottom now. We can't have the groups coming around no more to this constituency, the groups coming around to that constituency, everybody now on their own now, more than like. You have one or two good. Take a chance and go have one or two people. But basically, everybody is focusing on their constituency. Let's march up any five in Nassau. Yeah? Hello?
Am I listening to you?
I say let's march up any five in Nassau. You don't go from St. Anne's to Angleston to Bamboo Town to Cooling Gates, any five. We just pick any five. We're not going to target no particular. Give me any five seats you think the FNM could win right now to tomorrow morning.
And I don't want to start that yet. Maybe closer to the election, closer to May 12th. I can entertain a conversation like that and have people call in and say who you think in this particular situation. I prefer to say which constituency will be close. Just
okay,
close.
Okay, let's go with that then. Maybe the five you think would be close.
I can do that tomorrow. I can have time to talk
to them.
Yeah, and we just talk about what could be close, not who can win in all.
No, okay, yeah, no, I understand. I agree.
Be close.
You said what would be close.
What could be close?
Because some constituencies that I hear people are talking over the weekend, that would be close. Trust me, a lot of them would be blowouts.
I believe so.
I believe so. Ain't gonna be close.
And then we can talk about that tomorrow.
Remember, people that we have registered to vote now.
It's a record. It's the most
this
ever.
It's going to be. And listen to me. You know what the FNM was depending on?
Mm-hmm.
Just vote in one. See, that's going to work now.
Mm-hmm.
That can't work.
They say they vote in the block.
Yeah, that can't work now. See, but they voted in the PLP last time. They voted the FNM this time.
Mm.
See, they ain't campaigning on that no more now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They are something different now.
Okay,
but I got to tell you.
Okay.
No more than 12.
No more than 12. I was giving.
No
15.
More than 12.
I was saying someone's going to get 15.
Huh?
I was saying someone's going to get 15.
No more than 12.
No more than 12, okay.
No, if they get 15, they do well.
It won't
be no more than 12.
It ain't my place to say who getting 15.
Okay. I tell you ain't going to be no more than 12.
I appreciate you calling.
That's why they call it well.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the callers then. I get a text who says that, did you see the Haitian nationals taking over the beach at Goodman's Bay? Also our healthcare systems. Now, there was a post circulating where some Bahamians said that Haitian Bahamians and Haitians should not be allowed on any beach. Hold on. I want you to understand that. The text is alluding to that right now. They should not be allowed on any beach because the beach is supposed to be for Bahamians only. And if the Haitians who come on the beach want to play, what they call that music? Juk? Kermit, what the Haitian music called? Juk? You just play music. What is it? Stumble? Or something like that, right? They are not allowed to play it on the beach loudly because the Bahamian people don't want to listen to it. They say the beach is private and Bahamian. I have a problem with that narrative. I have a problem with that narrative because the beach is for everybody who could go on the beach and swim. So I see you, Texter, but no. Kumpa. Kumpa is what person said. Kumpa. So, but I see you, Texter, but no. No. No, Texter. We can't go down that road. And I need to call you out on it and say you're wrong. I see a number of posts on Facebook saying, oh, the Haitians taking over the beach too. They don't want the Haitian on the beach. I see something wrong with those that type of talk is a nasty talk. And you should be shame to say it. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, Neri.
How you doing?
Thank God for life, for sure. How you spend your holiday?
I worked, and then I went to the St. James thing, the Easter fair. I went down there. My MP drive all the way down there, too. I don't know why he was in Fox Hill, why he all the way out Adelaide. But he was
when you say St. James, you mean the church or you mean the constituency?
The church, St. James Anglican Church.
Yeah, you just play them Anglican, you just play them church thing close, but that's a good thing.
The wife is played the church thing.
So too. You don't drink and you don't want to be around people who's drinking stuff?
My old man used to drink too much and fall down too many times.
Ah, Lord.
And I remember that, him falling down and people making fun of him. And I say, swear to God, it ain't never happened to see Avery. Never.
So you say you ain't hear nothing but the boat, but people saying that's true, the boat did come with loaded down with must be 300 or a couple hundred Haitians?
Like, what about Millennium? The one who died from tennis.
Darryl?
But like Darryl Miller said, show me the movie. Show me the picture. I ain't seen no picture of no boat. You see it? I didn't want to say that you see it, because I know you didn't see
no,
it.
No, I mean, I see it, but some of the things, even if I could have seen, and I don't see it, I believe, especially when it comes from the media or something, or reputable people. So, like for instance, you hear they say the sharks get cocaine inside them, to fish them up, cracking cocaine inside them?
I can believe that. That sounds reasonable. We have a lot of drugs to be dropping in our waters. Them Americans like drugs, and they poison the sharks.
So what you think about, you say tomorrow you can talk about the seats were close. But some people call them blowouts.
Yes.
Like my constituency, now civilist constituency. Like, you don't believe the 5 seats in Freeport is supposed to be the F&M get them?
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to slip the conversation. You're trying to slip the conversation in. But I say that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow
you call and say...
Okay, you kind of sizing up the leadership or the different parties and stuff like that. And in spite of we knowing the polls is be wrong, and only when it over we can know how wrong the polls were, you're saying the lovableship or the likableship, the people's, what you call it, the word is popularity with the prime minister?
Yeah,
you get 38%?
38%. That's high.
I would think that kind of should low. I would feel a little better if that was 45 or 50%.
We never had no one that high before.
We never had no 138% before.
42 would be the highest. 42, they say, is being the highest. That's when Mr. Ingram, they swear Mr. Ingram is the best thing.
But that's why I think 38 is kind of sure low. Did they do something like this for the leader? Possibly could be the incoming prime minister? Did they find out how the Bahamian people feel about Michael Tintard?
I do not know.
To ask that question.
We need to ask that question.
Yeah. Be encouraged. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate you. Let's see. This text says, I'm Texan since, but I'm upset to hear that there is a boat. Let me hang up that. Upset to hear that there is a boat that came in with 300. Someone count them. 300 illegals that will be trying to vote. So you heard that 300 illegals came on the boat, and that you heard 300 illegals will be trying to vote in our election. And you believe that, Texter? I feel for you, Texter. That's a concern. Now you help me concern. Texter, let me finish reading the text. But Texter, I'm concerned about you. Health and well-being. I may have to make that phone call. And the registrar was open for them yesterday. Is this not important? You want foreigners deciding our fate and future. No one ever said Haitians cannot be on the beach. If they did, that's silly. But the offspring of illegals that came here pregnant are angry and causing havoc in our country, whether you believe it or not. Dexter, you have me concerned about you. Bye, Trips. Dexter, we have agencies that can help you with this problem. I'm just saying, Dexter, this ain't normal. That ain't healthy, what you're saying. This ain't normal. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
I know. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I'm just concerned about that texter. I mean, that texter on a rant, and I'm saying that wicked is kind of off.
Okay, what I have to say is this. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. I can hear you.
Yeah, man, I was traveling up in the Sea Breeze area, and I saw the PM picture along with Leslie Brightley. And I don't know how to be a corrupt one. I miss my picture being there.
Repeat the question. I understand.
I say I don't know how to be. His first picture is next to Leslie Albright. That's the lady in TV, right?
Yes.
And I don't know how to be a corrupt person. I think he spoiled her image by him being there.
You think he spoiled her image by being there?
Well, yeah, man. They're like Bonnie and Clyde now.
It's like Bonnie and Clyde, you say?
Yeah. $60 million after they spent on traveling.
And that's something the Bahamian people have to decide, whether the traveling is worthwhile, whether you think the traveling was too much, and vote accordingly.
Yeah, that's the reason why we can kick them out, man.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a good reason. Traveling might be a good reason to vote.
It's thousands of reasons, but that's just one of them. That man is corrupt. And he don't like
I don't like how you call my prime minister corrupt, because you won't have no proof.
He's short, he's ugly, and he's corrupt.
See, I got to hang you up now, because I'm short and ugly. See, let me hang up, because my wife like how I look. Thank you very much. My wife like how I look, especially with this salt and pepper beard I have now. The woman can't keep her hands off me. And I'm sure Mr. Davis have the same issue with his wife. She like how that look. You know what they say with short black man. You know what they say with short black man. That's why she always smiling and dancing. You know? Yeah. What is it? What that song she like dance to? The Africans. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM. CNN. Jerusalem. That's the song she like dance to. Go ahead, caller.
Let me tell you something. Your boy who normally calling before the guy who's sight impaired. Man, he was trying to do some vocal gymnastic to try to get you talking.
He was trying to beat me. He was trying to beat me.
He's so political, but he can't. I think he's dreaming. He don't sleep. And the thing about it is this, right? The other crazy caller who just called and talked about, oh, they are 300 or that. I just wonder when people say things like that. If he was out there calling each one as they come off the boat.
He called all the Haitians.
You see why this call is the silly season, right? Because
I mean,
literally, you listening to people with what they would not normally say in a given average day, and the nonsense that is run on with. The next question I ask them, I say, so how they can put up those? You think they can let them 300 go? They can put 5 here in that constituency, 5 in Abaco, 5 in Long Island, 5 here, 5. You know, they don't sit down and think before they engage their tongue, man.
They don't think it out.
It's really, like I say, it's past being the silly season. I think it's in the insane season. Mm-hmm. All right, brother.
Thank you very much. There's a number of Haitian fair tactics memes, pictures going around. I see one with Luby George saying that he is at the polls translating how to say, I come to vote. In Creole, I see another one where, again, with his image, they're using Louis George's pictures a lot, right? I see another one where he's given a seminar, a Progressive Labour Party seminar for new Bahamians who just got passport. All faking them. All fake. Someone is creating memes, pictures. I mean, they look professionally done. AI doing a wonder in this general election. And I'm trying to say, you think that can work? Sincerely. I mean, you picture the PLP, right? They over here. Let's say there's a third. And you picture the FNM, and let's say there's a third also. They die hard. They'll vote whatever it is. And then you have that swing voters who happen to have a third of our population happen to be of Haitian descent or extract. A third, we know, but they have high numbers. And I find that the opposition, put it in quotes, because I ain't calling no opposition group, are alienating a third of the population. And they say, you think you can win an election by spreading the fair tactics? Will it work? Who you expect to vote for you? You already have a third over there. They ain't swaying. And a third over there. They ain't swaying. And the people who you're supposed to be swaying, you're alienating them. I'm not understanding the campaign. Like, who are you talking to when you spread these fair tactics? Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Caller, that's you.
Leary.
Hey, what you saying?
Man, I think you're a little wrong. I know you to say, if I hear you right, you're saying, anyhow, we could agree to disagree, but I say no to the Haitian playing the, what you call it, jump on music?
Compa.
Compound music on the beaches around the behemoth.
You believe we should pass a law? Let me talk to you.
Let me finish, make the statement. You could talk to me. I'm going to forget it.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why I had to call back, sorry. And to the caller, I hear you, caller. I name Papa. I feel like something like that, they should do it in their private spaces, or if they want to have a concert or something like that. But they need to be playing reggae scrape and jumping music and stuff like that. And I mean, and if they playing it, they should be a little low, but no pulling, no singing. Or they could go to Haiti. Haiti have a lot of beaches, and they could do that stuff without you asking a question.
Yes. You like rap?
Yeah, I like some rap. Ja Rule.
You like reggae?
Ja Rule and stuff like that, yeah, man.
You like jazz?
Yeah.
You like different type of music?
But I love Reagan Scrape the most.
Yeah. You would support the Bahamas, our government, passing a law not to have no other music play into any public space, but only behavior.
Reagan, that's why I say something that they can do.
I'm trying to understand what you're trying
no,
to
privately
say.
No, privately or concert. Don't do that like on a public beach where the behemoth is. They can't hardly understand what you're saying. You're looking at them like they're
you
stupid.
Bring your own music.
Huh?
You bring your own music. You play your own music.
In your own yard or your own concert. That's a public thing where everybody's supposed to be. So you can imagine someone going just playing music, cursing the Christian people. You gotta think of what you're doing and what you do is how you do it.
I don't think it's cursing, compa. It's cursing.
I didn't say that. I just said it. You could use that as an example. Like you can't offend the people. You can't offend each other. Or do it in your private home or go Haiti on them sweet, pretty beaches like the Bahamian beaches. Have your private concert. Learn, rake, and scrape and play Junko. No, too bad, too sad, what you think. That's my opinion.
No,
that's
how
I feel.
They need to be like a fusion, a rake and scrape compa.
Yeah, you could do that, something like that. Yeah.
But that was a good time for Bahamians to go across there.
We need to learn Creole and French.
You imagine?
That's what we need to teach our children that. That's what we need to do so we can understand what they just be saying.
You imagine if someone, the Bahamian boy, to go across there and say, hey, y'all have any griot? Because y'all playing your music, you better bring food for me to eat.
Well, you know, the Bahamian people is eat the griot, and what you do is how you do it. Don't offend each other. It's just like you go in there playing music, cursing Jesus on the beach or whatsoever. They ain't want some Bahamian people can't. We say no to that. Go have it in your damn yard, in your private yard, or go Haiti, where them pretty beaches is, and go have it over there.
I hear you. Lag's full. Let's go to the next caller there. Say, hold on. This text says, the takeover must be addressed urgently. We will soon be pushed out of the healthcare facilities and our beaches. They take up 50% of that beach. They should play Bahamian music in public. They can play their music in their private parties or at home. Mr. Nuri, Bahamian do not hate Haitians. We love them, but some of them are very disrespectful. The guy just always has too much to say about no issue. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller, you live. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you live. I see all the phone. Go ahead, caller. You live.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, CA.
Good morning. Turn on your radio. Let me hear you.
No problem. How's that?
Yeah, man, that's good.
Okay, now my problem, CA. And my points are directly to the Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am very, very, very concerned with the amount of foreigners disguised as Bahamian who in this election.
What you hear what I hear? And cue my music now, Kermit, so I can go when I go into the break. But what you hear what I hear?
I hear what you say.
What did you hear that I didn't hear? What proof,
hear,
what evidence do
and
you
I
have?
Know at least six flights that come in from Haiti with tourists.
Yes, that's good, eh? We have about 100 flights
now,
of America.
Now, that's the eight.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like I would like for the Prime Minister of the Bahamas to give the statistics on how many tourists came in from Haiti, how many, if they were given any papers to participate in the workforce, were they given any citizenship, were they given any permanent residence, and we all know every country has at least an 80 to 90% of overstaying by persons from Haiti. And the Bahamas should be no exception. How many persons who came in as tourists left the Bahamas?
We can talk about that.
Here? Are they working? Or were they given papers? We need to know these numbers. We know the numbers who are coming in from the U.S. We know the numbers, the tourist numbers that are coming in from Canada, the U.K., but we have no numbers of the tourists. They call them tourists.
The tourists.
Who are coming in from Haiti. Why can't, can I have these numbers, please? And
we can take a break now, Clever.
To the Prime Minister,
and I plan to bring up that question, what you say. I'm planning to bring up that question.
It's critical.
Yes.
And I'm directing this to the Prime Minister because he is the only one that is running in 41 constituencies.
Okay. I hear you. We can take this quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Gold, silver, bronze, and Little Caesars, everyone wins. Introducing the new Hot and Ready 3-in-1 pizza, 3 flavors in one, pepperoni, cheese, and Italian sausage and ham. And the winning prize, just $11, VAT included. Whether you're celebrating on the track, in the stands, or on the couch, the 3-in-1 makes you the champion. Available now at Oaksfield, Carmichael Road, Pineapple Plaza, Charles Saunders Highway, and Prince Charles. Little Caesars, with the 3-in-1, everyone wins.
Pizza, pizza.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
You never really forget your first. First kiss, first ball, first time voting. Get out to vote. Your vote. Your voice. Don't let the line scare you. This April 18th, your voter's card is your entry to our free Get Out to Vote concert featuring incredible acts like Ding Dong, Young Bretta, Nige Boy, Wendy, Bahamian Trey, Sweet Emily, Mr. Vegas, and so much more. It all goes down Saturday, April 18th at the National Stadium. Gates open 6 p.m. Get out to vote, buddy!
You try to rest, but vote with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Flavid Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poicy, and Poicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is definitely the time for Bahamsea to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollment, numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in Bahamsea, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home.
When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
From Bimini to Inagua, Freeport to Nassau Town, this is more than politics. This is the people's sound. Election time again in the country. Who you voting for? COI, FNM, or PLP? Down south, we going to the ballot box, we voting them out. We not looking for party hype,
we want change.
How the country run,
someone must explain.
No more.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I just love this song. I think this is a theme song for the entire election. I encourage you to get it, a download, to blast it. You blast it whilst you're driving, you know? So I'm kind of excited about that. We have a caller who's been holding for a while. Let's see if they're still there. Let me make sure I engage them. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
All right. The song sounds kind of gospel. I don't like it because it doesn't carry a message for me.
You don't like gospel?
It doesn't carry a message for me. I know maybe the COI would be better because the PLP and the FNM probably would have some things to hide. And so we would be, they mightn't be affiliated with any existing corruption or have no desire to suppress truth about the freedom of the information, particularly as it relates to the passport issue and the fraudulent documents, et cetera, et cetera. I can make a joke with you. You know I respect you, right? But
yeah,
it seems to me as if you have a PhD in naivety, or you are a blatant PLP, or you are propagandist, because there's no reason to have our brains in our heads if we as citizens going to believe anything the government say. Because they say they find only 98 cases out of the 1,000. Man, you know, CA, if you're going to believe that, I wouldn't even speak to you again, because that's the height of naivety, and it's sickening for people to listen to that. Now, I just want to get something in very important to show you that these people really don't care about us. The ordinance that these government officials need to enforce, they don't. So I was on Paul's Key the other day by a friend's store. You know, police officer came there, inspector, you know, I don't know when they put on his khaki, and it's about 10 o'clock, just after 10, he's telling the people to shut down. This is on a holiday. So they're very good at oppressing people. That seems, and then they use that to pull people's cars from the side of the road. They have to hook up with the record drivers to make the money, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole host of things going on that we don't like. But the ordinance that they should force, they don't enforce. Number one, with regards to the migrants on the beach, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But the problem is public nuisance. And so there is a contempt. And so the fact that they're in numbers, and then next thing they can say, Haitians on the side, Yemen on the side, you know. And we have the Minister of National Security, and people taking this for a joke. You know, of course, a cosmopolitan society is good. But when you're going to have a particular demographic disrespecting and creating schisms that they don't understand was created by slavery, then it sickens me. But and the gentleman who called, I was wondering if I could get in contact with him and do the cannabis guy. But what I'm saying is just to give you an idea about the cannabis situation, and is the fact that cannabis, the government is not, other places in the Caribbean are way ahead. It's not about just recreational use, and we know that the rich people will get the head start because of just the parameters of the amount of money you need to start a business and the farming and the greenhouses, etc. The fact is remains that what about seeds? We can make money from seeds. We can make money from oil extractions, the oils and the terpenes. And there are some methods of extractions are harmful in that they use butane, and sometimes they use food-grade ethanol, and you have other more compatible ways to extract the oil. All of these are forms of making money. But from my observations, you know, it's all government and their desire to oppress us and suppress. with the fact that you to send people to court for little joints. My brother told me, Garfield, you know, the police officers must do better than that. A lot of them have enough sense that they don't waste their time. But some of them can be very spiteful. They find these little minuscule amount of weed, and these things shouldn't even be in the papers. These things shouldn't even go to court. You probably pay it's ridiculous what's going on in this country, man. You know, and they don't seem to see it's a money-making scam for them. It's nothing else. And then as it relates to proper the contaminants or chemicals found in fish and thing, you know, proper. Listen, man, these things have been going on for decades. They have found antioxidants, nickel, cadmium, lead, arsenic, all of these things in fish. Why are you so concerned with cocaine chloride? You know, there are much more things more harmful than these things, you know, bombs spent missing under the sea that have, they said, that irretrievably lost, which means they know it is, but they're scared to move it. What you think? We poison the fish them first, you know. I'm just trying to wake up people to the madness that's going on in the planet.
And finally,
I would say, we are being ostracized out of our beaches. But yet still now we have to share it with a disproportionate amount of migrants. And then even though we're suffering the same consequences, we don't even have beaches no more, so and the place is becoming overcrowded. I can send you the picture of the results of an experiment. What happens then? You overcrowd mice in a confined space and induce rations. You guys, you know, it sickens me, man. We need to read more, learn more, and think more, man.
I appreciate you. Before we go to the next caller, we say, CA, even though you insulted my intelligence over and over, I'll still text the boat of illegals came off is still sitting there for you to see. You do know the PLP is campaigning to Haitians, but I hope all people of Haitian origin realize if what your parents ran away from comes here to the Bahamas, you will end up in the same sinking boat. Let's go to the caller there, Garden Radio AM. It's a lot of Haitian text today. Go ahead, caller.
Song reach. Someone say ain't no message in the song?
That's what
you ain't listen to that, good, eh?
Clearly, they ain't listen to the song. The song
you ain't
is
listen to the little piece which you play, eh? Well, we can find that the online to put that on our whatsoever. Man, the message in the song, man. Sound like the song Reach for the Bahamas. I love the song. I like it.
Thank you very much for calling back and letting me know. Thanks again. Let's go to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Yes, Nui. Nui, do you believe that progress should be measured, not marketed?
It all depends on who doing whatever they're doing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Progress should be should be felt, should be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to market success. The reason I'm asking is that I see that the government is spending so much time marketing what they've done for me that I can't measure, I can't see, I can't feel, and in any sense, I have no understanding of how it impacts me or the country. And this is the problem I see with it, with what is going on with the government at this particular time. And so what we have to do now is judge people based on what they have done and what they said they were going to be done, and then look at what is being promised to be done by others and do a comparative analysis. My thing is, if you are unable to do what you said you'd done before, why should I trust you with doing what you say you'll do again?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. Let me run through these texts right now. It says, good morning, Mrs. Neary. How do you know the advertisements are fake about Luby? What is your proof? I asked him, hey, Luby, you doing that? And he said, man, I ain't nothing to do with me. So I guess that's what I know. The Haitians take over the beach and the music is extremely loud. They use it like a festival and it is not conducive for a family gathering. I live out there and it is not a joke. It creates an uncomfortable environment. They're playing the music too loud. You need to tell them stop. I agree. Finally, what is the legacy of politics after 54 years? Can we measure? This text says, Luby is a traitor, right? Okay. This says, Mr. Nuri, who is the writer of this and the singer of the song? I do not know. I'm hoping that the listening audience would call me and say, this person write this song. And this is, this is when they wrote it. I don't know who wrote it, right? The alleged boat of persons don't have enough time to get everything together to vote. We have to use our brains. If they had passport, they would have come through the airport. I agree. We should learn Creole. The school should school push Spanish. I like Spanish, right? I have family who speaks Spanish, and I got to be translating back and forth. Let's go to the caller. Let's squeeze these callers in. Can I squeeze one more? Garden Radio AM, I squeeze you in, callers. You got to make it quick. Caller, no? One, two. Let's go to the next one. Let's squeeze that person in then. Caller, go to the next one. Let me squeeze. No? Okay. Nope. That's 12 o'clock. I had fun. Tomorrow we'll talk about what seats will be closed. We're going to play that music one more time to go to break. Let's go play straight to news then. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.